liked texting me.
Okay, now what was it about Laura?
She just doesn't want it enough.
Doesn't want what enough?
To graduate, to be a psychologist. Oh,
snap. All right, well.
But you brought the fire for Melissa Fitty.
I have plenty of fire.
Yeah, well,
all Hades at my axis.
You might use it up on me last week.
Now that you've dissed Laura, maybe you can diss Melissa now.
Well, I already had this conversation with Melissa, but I feel like this is the third time her mother's had a birthday this year. So.
and Chris just made quotation marks with his fingers when he said the word birthday. So maybe her mother was born three times
She's
in one
an
year.
She's an orphan, you know.
She's an orphan.
Yes. She has no parents.
Oh my god.
That's sad.
Find
like
a big elaborate lines on your list.
It is a huge, yes.
Wow.
I
can't find my
package
of RF stuff.
Did you ask Kathy?
Yeah, did you email Kathy?
I was going to see if I could just check today.
Is she down there?
But I didn't think she was down there. So maybe
she
just,
left?
So I might just email her.
Did you check over here?
Is it just the manual or like
it's
other?
Like the manual and like just like I had notes jotted in it, so
it's
that's
not there?
I'm no it's not. Yeah, I had notes jotted, so that's the only thing. No. So
I thought sure it would be like on this table or just lying around.
I wouldn't have thought that I left it here, but I couldn't think of any other place where it might have been.
I think Melissa took it. She's trying to sabotage.
Wow. Melissa, you've been implicated in a theft of Giacomo's material. I mean, I guess it's theoretically possible that she could have just picked it up with her stuff. And
maybe.
Anyone else do that?
What?
Who sat next to Giacomo last time?
I don't have it. I know
anything. No, I may have...
Dustin hasn't cleared his name yet.
I'm just so shocked. I never thought Melissa would do something like this.
Your whole
worldview. At first she's stealing, now she's lying. Like.
She's, see what happens when you don't show up, Melissa?
I really think before you let her start as a student, you should give her an MMPI. Perhaps
well,
a more shock.
High scale 4.
Yeah, the psychopathy.
Yeah, psychopathic deviant.
At least 3 standard deviations above the mean. Wow. Gotta have what? A T-score of
over 90?
96, yeah.
Wow. Yikes. I'm not sure I want her even around me.
And then, like, the really sad part is I don't even know if she thinks this mother thing is true, so the schizophrenia scale could be elevated, too.
She's an orphan. Her attachment problems must be off the charts.
It was that lady who said hello to her walking down the street last week. It's her birthday. So.
Just keep doing this for the rest of the meeting.
You enjoy this more than the coding, right? Well, now, Melissa, in spite of who she is and what she's done, did send me...
And who she's not and what she hasn't done, like, shown up tonight.
I'm, like, never going to not be here one day.
This is part of the conditioning that you're, that's taking place here.
It's baptism by fire.
It is. She did send me a little sheet with some brief explanations of her coding for this week. So we do have that. And the only thing I didn't print out was the actual responses. So if somebody has those, that'd be great. So you saw you guys did a 180 this week. It's very impressive. And, you know, I'm a little worried because you two, Marie and Dustin, were the least correlated of anybody. And you two are partners.
We've really grown apart since the summer.
I remember when we were going to start the RF, you know, Marie said she wanted me to be her coder. Do you remember that? But I was just wondering whether you had those feelings again.
Whatever works.
Coding transference.
That's right. So maybe we can focus most of our attention on YouTube. Huh?
I stand by my answer.
Oh no, it's going to be fireworks tonight. Dustin, did you bring your boxing gloves?
I did.
All right. Let's get it on. So we'll just go through, and actually for item one, Dustin Marie completely agreed, and it's just ones and threes. I mean, it might be instructed to talk about it because it was kind of polarized. There were three ones and three threes. So,
I think it was because of the inquiry that we got split. Because the first half of the response is all three level responses, but taking in consideration the inquiry piece, that has a one aspect to it.
I put self-serving.
Highest enough.
I give it a one.
Yeah, I give it a one.
Well, what about the agreement that we had made that if you hit that high note, that's what counts?
No, I was just wondering if like it was so elaborate about the self that it seemed to fall into that description of the self-serving RF. So I wasn't so I thought that it was that fell under one was lower. I mean, I guess three is still low, but.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's look at that.
Any concept that would have given it a three was elaborated to be self-serving.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of spoiled it in a way. For
like, I mean, the mother doesn't exist without this person, you know, really. Or has no mental state without this person.
Okay, distorted or self-serving RF, and I'm just scanning the examples, and they are all zeros or ones. I don't see anything higher than a one. I'm talking about Fonagy's section. This is on my page 24 of the manual. Fonagy writes about distorting or self-serving RF under 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just scan the description of distorting or self-serving RF under 6.5, all the examples, even on the following page, are either zeros or ones. Which would lend credence to Giacomo's point of view that you can't get a three if it's self-serving. The question is whether it's whether the response is self-serving throughout or whether this person transcends the self-serving RF, even fleetingly, to merit a higher score.
Should we read it?
So.
I don't think so either.
Go ahead.
So it's from a mother response. Very caring person, responsible, worries a lot about me, loves me. And then I guess the inquiry was anything else. And the respondent said, no, that's about it. And then the continued inquiry was caring. The respondent said, she worries about me. She wants to see me get better. Responsible, I don't know. When I ask her to do something, she always does it for me. Loves, I don't know. She cares about me and stuff. She always has.
Three.
You know, the problem with this response is that, you know, it's we're not used to coding inquiries.
Right.
It makes it more difficult. Do you want to argue for your three, Chris?
I guess I would say it was a three because even within the inquiry, they're kind of getting at affective states. I mean, minimally so, but I mean, she is still worrying, and you know, when they say caring, she inquires worrying. And I didn't really get it, like, as a self-serving, per se, because, I mean, they're just describing their relationship with her.
Anything that's elaborated on is elaborated in an egocentric, through an egocentric lens. It's, she worries about
me. She worries about family,
I mean,
or people.
Yeah. I guess I didn't get it as so much egocentric as, you know, so much more as, like, simplistic, you know, like, mm-hmm. that they really couldn't, you know...
I mean,
give
you,
more.
The first part, very caring person, responsible... That alone, I guess, is fine. But then every single one after that, the writer or whoever it is involved. So
she worries about
too,
me,
like
and she wants to see me get better. Versus they thought of little else except what was good for their son, what might please me. They were quite preoccupied with those kinds of concerns. I mean, it just doesn't have like the same type of. I mean, this just seemed, you know, like somebody who was just a little, you know, like simplistic and less grandiose in their thinking, or less egocentric, and was just more kind of hard-pressed to put a five answer to, you know, something that they could only get to a three.
Mm-hmm. I stand by my one. I feel it's a one.
Yeah. No, I agree. I felt like, I thought it was one of those examples that was the one that was in the manual, but I couldn't find it. So that's, but, yeah, I guess I agree.
It didn't have an inquiry, I would.
But I guess the inquiry, yeah, probably added to that.
Well, I'll be Melissa.
She put a one?
Self-serving, reflection present but flawed, starts off as a 3, but the egocentricity of the rest questions the accuracy of the representation of the M/S.
Mother
self? And she put that, questions the accuracy of the representation of the MS. Is she quoting that from the manual? Melissa, are you quoting that from the manual?
It's not an APA, then it doesn't count.
That's right.
But it says here for a 3 score, this rating should be given, Earth's rating is given to the quite common passages where the reader is uncertain if the passage represents genuine reflective functioning or just a canned statement. And then it says, in general, this rating would be given, like the whole thing applies to this person. And then it says, in general, this rating would be given when the passage contains no evidence of awareness of the nature of mental states, explicit effort to tease out mental states, developmental aspects, and an interaction with the interviewer. So that doesn't say it has to exclude the egocentricity.
Well, also, with naive or simplistic RF, Chris, if you look at the examples that Fonagy provides on page 25, nothing rises above a 2. So you're basing your argument on simplistic RF, but I mean, could people feel comfortable with a 2 on this one?
Yeah.
You move up 1, Brianna? I mean, you're fresh off of getting the highest reliability this week, so I'm loath to defy you. I defer to you, but would you be willing to come?
I can see. I think the inquiry made it difficult. I see another one, but I can see a middle ground.
Okay. You're open to compromise. That's good.
I am.
All right. So let's move on. Item 2. Again, Marie and Dustin were perfect on this one, but there is, again, some discrepancy. There were 2 negative ones in the group.
Wrong.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wow. Now, Melissa isn't here to defend herself, but I do have...
What'd she give it?
I made negative 1.
Oh, she's an idiot.
I did too.
You hear that, Melissa?
To give an example, that statement...
Of her idiocy?
No.
Oh.
Of an RF, that would be a 1. It's lacking. It is not, however, refusing to.
Well, she wrote...
It's hostile.
Hostile. That's what she wrote.
It has to be hostile towards the inquirer, though, not about the person.
Yeah, I thought it was, like, hostile to the question.
To the question. They answered the question beautifully in a simplistic level 1 answer. I mean, with an